There is now, really, in some ways, because you see, we made our own amusements, all of us. On the plane, you know the plane at Epping, down the Harlow end of Epping, there's a big open plain then, there's all trees on it now, and right at the other end there was a big lake dug with an island in the middle, and they used to have water sports on this lake, and they used to have climbing the greasy pole, and the winner got a pig for a prize. They had swimming in there, I learned to swim in there, and they had skating in the winter time, and then this was long before my time, if you'd like to hear about this. There used to be, in the open street in Epping, there used to be a big tent erected, and they had open theatrical performances right in the middle of the high street. Neil Wall was there. There's a big coke fire in it to keep it warm, and then we all used to go, they all used to go in there and pay their penny to go in and listen to these performances. And in the yard of one of the inns, there was also a circus. Fancy a circus in an inn yard. There were a riding master and horses, piebald horses, and all kind of things. Dogs doing tricks. And then in Epping in those days, there were performing bears and men on high stilts. These men on high stilts used to walk around the high street and hold money boxes up at the bedroom windows, and people just put coppers in to help them, you see. All that was done then, years ago. I remember that at Epping Railway Station, there were no electric light on the train in those days, but they had gas. And when the time came at night for it to be dark, there was a man climbed on top of the carriages and lit the light from the top of the carriage. That's what they did then. And now I'll go back now to 1912. I think it was 1912. They decided to have an aerial derby around London. Aeroplanes, we'd never seen an aeroplane in Epping then, you see. The first aeroplane over Epping was piloted by a Belgian pilot named Gustav Hamel. And we all, thousands and thousands of people all over Epping was waiting for this first plane to come round the water tower. That was the first aerial derby round the outskirts of London. And we all looked, and my grandfather, he thought this aeroplane would flap its wings like a bird. Of course he didn't. Anyway, that was Gustav Hamel, the first aeroplane over Epping.
Please press the button again when you are ready to go on to the next recording.